Reading Frank Zappa is more fun than listening to him. I say this as somebody decidedly unhip, a print freak, a book chick. Listening to Zappa, who almost from the beginning in L.A. did weird things to mix up doo-wop with 12-tone, rhythm and blues and Stravinsky, has always been a pain in the ear, because what I couldn't hear were his words, the political satire and the antisocial comment, the theater and anthropology and mordant meditations on brown shoes and brain police. I had to read his album notes. Now I can read his autobiography instead, an amazing document. Who would have guessed that his father was into ballistics missiles and poison gas? That his mother was a nice Catholic who liked to watch roller derby? That Lenny Bruce refused to autograph Zappa's draft card? That Mick Jagger removed a splinter from his foot while they discussed European history? That this very same Zappa, one of the heroes of the 60s counterculture, refused from the get-go to do drugs? It turns out that he has always disdained what he calls chemical refreshment and consciousness-altering entertainment products. He despises cocaine-tweezed rug munchers. When he smokes, it's cigarettes. To me, he says, a cigarette is food. His exclusive brew is black water, lots of coffee. He has a theory about beer. Quote, consumption of it leads to military behavior. One day you're going to read about some scientist discovering that hops, in conjunction with certain strains of yeast creatures, has a mysterious effect on some newly discovered region of the brain, making people want to kill, but only in groups. With whiskey, you might want to murder your girlfriend, but beer makes you want to do it with your buddies watching. Zappa has theories on everything, from the bassoon, it has a medieval aroma, to the end of the world. It isn't necessary to imagine the world ending in fire or ice. There are two other possibilities. One is paperwork, the other is nostalgia. About women and AIDS and former Surgeon General Koop, the real Frank Zappa book is irresponsible and maybe even dangerous. On almost everything else, including Tipper Gore and the porn sniffers, it's hilarious. About yuppies, for instance, white bread mutants who set out to breed that one perfect little child artifact piece of furniture combination snack pack. About orchestras, viola players are failed violinists. This happens in grade school. People who can't quite cut it in the violin section get banished to viola land. Flute players and harpists look to me like they have a bad attitude because of all that cloud and angel music they have to play. Or on how to make American democracy safe from Islamic terrorists, aerosol pork grenades. Only on the music that I can't listen to is Zappa entirely serious, and then he's often surprisingly eloquent. I ended up believing him. Quote, information is not knowledge, knowledge is not wisdom, wisdom is not truth, truth is not beauty, beauty is not love, love is not music, music is the best. I don't know what else to tell you about this unicorn of a book. Imagine, if you dare, Hunter S. Thompson and Fats Domino and Ninja Turtles.